Today's daf in the Daf Yomi is Daf Tzadi in Psochim. We begin by repeating over the Shaila that we asked yesterday at the end of the Gemara on Pei Tes Omud Beis, and we'll read it inside just to quickly remind ourselves of what the Shaila was. Three lines in the bottom. Pei Tes Omud Beis. Omar Ula Vitemer of Oshayi. Either was Ula or Oshayi. That's the Shaila that we had from yesterday's Shir. Efshur Yadei Chavrin Bavloi Taima Dahai Milsuk. Maybe one of you Amorayim from Babel explained to us this following shiloh that we had, because we had the case Zehifrish Tlele Pischo. This person Ruvain, he set aside a sheep for being the Korban Pesach. He seems to have designated the entire sheep to be a Korban Pesach. The Zehifrish Moz Lepischo and his friend Shimon set aside money to pay for the Korban Pesach, and now Shimon gives the money that was already Kadosh as Korban Pesach funds to Ruvain, who already has a fully consecrated Korban Pesach. So, hekdish chol al hekdish. How did these funds get deconsecrated onto this hekdish? Diktani Moshe beyado chulin, to say that the funds that Shimon gave to Reuven are non-consecrated funds. That was the question, and today, Mitzvah Shem, will get to that answer. So, we turn to Tzadi Yom Aleph, this is where we left off yesterday. Amar Abaye. Abaye is going to give us a teretz. Now, before we get to this teretz, I'd like to actually go down to the third of the wide lines and read the Mishnah that we're going to bring down from Tmura Daf Lamed, where it says, the Tnan, Nosan lo mukdoshim biesnona hare elu mutarim. Here we have to understand this Mishnah, because this entire discussion that Abaye is going to have is going to revolve around this Mishnah. And this Mishnah in Tmura tells us, we know there's a terrible sin for a person to go and be with a zona. When he goes and pays the wages to that zona, so there's certain consequences of those wages. If he were to give her an animal, so then it's forbidden for her to bring that animal as a korban. In this situation, if he gave her an already consecrated animal, nosan lo mukdoshim biesnona, for the wages of the sin that he did with her, he gave her an already consecrated animal, hare elu mutarim. Those animals that he gave her, the animal that he gave her for the sin that he did with her, is allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. That's what the Mishnah in Tmura tells us. We'll see it again a little bit more. There's a sefer of that Mishnah that we'll get to in a few moments. But for now, we need to understand this Mishnah. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, I would have understood this Mishnah in a different way if it wasn't for the fact that Rav Hoshaya learned it in the way that he did. So Amar Abaye. Top of the Amud now, we're getting back to reading it in the regular order. Amar Abaye, Ilav du'ukim du'ukme, Rabbi Hoshaya, lahayi b'memane zona al pischo. If it wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Hoshaya explained this Mishnah in Tmur that I just read to you as dealing with what was the type of mukdoshin that we were dealing with. So Rabbi Hoshaya said we're dealing over here with a Korban Pesach that the woman had been memuna on, the zona had been put on as registered as a member of this Korban Pesach, and we're going within the sheet of Rebbe. We'll see in a moment what that sheet is. Rebbe he, I would have on my own, habamuk mina la lahahi, I would have personally said that that Mishnah was talking about a different scenario. I would have said it was talking about Bekotchim Kalim, Baliba the Rios Glili. I would have said that the Mishnah in Tmura is talking about where he gave her Kotche Kalim, he gave her a Shlomin. And that was for the services for the Averi that she did with him. The Omar, because of Yossi Lili holds, the Kotche Kalim Mamun Balamu, that they belong to the Balam. They're the person who owns the Shlomim, is a Baal in the Shlomim, even though it's already consecrated. So Abai said, that's how I would have learned the Mishnah in Tmura, but I deferred to Rav Hoshaya, who learned it in the way that we just said, that it's dealing with a woman who is Mamun on this Korban Pesach within the sheet of Rebbe. However, what is this shita now of Rebbe? So Rebbe holds, Avo b'Pesach lo mishayir inish. When a person consecrates his Korban Pesach, he doesn't leave over any of this Korban Pesach to not have Kedusha on it. So when the person designates his Korban Pesach, even though he's eventually going to take upon other partners in this, so he makes the whole thing Kadosh. He doesn't say, well, I'm making my share Kadosh, and the rest of the Korban Pesach is not yet Kadosh. When Reuven then says to Shimon, you want to join me in my Korban Pesach? So Shimon says, yeah, here's $10. So now that makes another part of the Korban Pesach Kadosh. That's not the way Rebbe holds. Rebbe holds with Pesach lo mishayir inish. In regards to the actual designation of the Korban Pesach, so there is nothing left over. The person who's makdish the Korban Pesach is makdish the whole animal. However, Bimos, when Shimon, the guy that wants to go and bring himself onto somebody else's Korban Pesach by paying for it, so he designates money that he's designating for his Korban Pesach funds, so Bimos, Vaday Mishair Inish. In regards to the money, the person does minimize how kadosh this money is. In other words, he's saying this money is going to be for the purpose of buying a Korban Pesach, but it doesn't yet have the kedusha of a Korban Pesach in terms of those funds. Meaning, the Me'ekara Kimafrishlu, when this person, Shimon, sets aside the money to go and pay for his Korban Pesach, Adaita Dohochi Mafrishlu. It's exactly with this intention that he's not making a Kaddush now, so the Kedusha doesn't fully go on this money, and now when he puts it onto this Korban Pesach, the funds really are in Kaddush, so he's as if he's giving Chulin to the owner, and that's how it could be Chulin Biyado. That's what Abaya thought. Adaiti dehochi mafrishlu. Based upon this understanding, that's how he was mafrish his money for the Korban Pesach. But Reuven, the owner of the Korban Pesach, was makdish the entire Korban Pesach. And that's what Abai originally thought. He said, V'hor Rebbe, this is the opinion of Rebbe. U'mishum hochi, mo shabiyad the chulin. This is how he thought. Abai thought that Rebbe originally understood everything to say that the owner, Reuven, was fully makdish it, but Shimon, the person who's purchasing and sharing the Korban Pesach, did not fully makdish it. And that's what the Gemara says. Mishum hachi mo shebiyad uchulin. Now, we have the parentheses here. I think the parentheses are correct. They just may not have been part of the original Gemara. But the bepesach lo mishayir inish, as we just pointed out, in regards to the Korban Pesach, Reuven, the owner of the Korban Pesach, is fully sanctifying the whole Korban Pesach. However, obemos, but the funds that Shimon was designated to be for his Korban Pesach, vade mishayir inish, he didn't fully designate them as any kedusha. Therefore, when he gives them over to Reuven, they retain their chulin status. That's what Abai originally thought. However, he says, now, Bahai, the Komoki lo Rav Hoshaya k'Rebbe. But now that I see that Rav Hoshaya learned this Mishnah and Tmura like Rebbe, so then you can't learn it the way I just said. Lo mukmino le ano k'Rebbe. I can't learn this like Rebbe. The Bepesach lo Mishayir Inish, Ubemos Mishayir Inish, the Mikar Kimafrishlu, Adaita Dohochi Mafrishlu. I can't learn it the way I just said, that in the Korban Pesach, the owner is not leaving anything over, it's fully Kadosh. But in the funds, in the money, the person is leaving them essentially chulin, and when he was setting aside this money, it was with the understanding that it would remain chulin when he gives it over to the owner. So Abai says, originally, I wouldn't have learned it like that. I would have learned it, as I said, like it was the opinion of Yosef Glili, who holds that it's a shlomim, and that shlomim is considered mamun balim. However, he says, but I can't learn it like Rav Yossi, because because continuing our brice that we brought down yesterday, we said that that's only true by the Korban Pesach, or by the Chagigas Yedalit, that the money is considered Chulim Biyodo. But if he did the same thing with an Ola or a Shlomim, lo also v'lo klom, then we said that the funds are in this situation, as if nothing was done. When Shimon purchased the rights of the Ola or the rights of the Shlomim, it's nothing. And now, if this is Rav Yossi, so Rav Yossi Glido say the Shlomim should work because it's Mamun Balim. So clearly, this can't be in accord with what Rebbe had said. Now, Lahashto de Okme Rav Hoshaya Lahi, but now the Rav Hoshaya learned this Mishnah in Tmura in the following way, that he says it's B'mamana Zon Al Pislo, it's talking there in Tmura that we're dealing with. The man was paying for the services, Rahman al-San, that he had the Avera with his Zona, and he was giving her a share in his Korban Pesach, and that, we said, according to Rav Hoshaya, is the opinion of Rebbe, the Rebbe he, now I understand, Shema Minah, the Sfirulei Afilu B'Pischo Mishayir Inish. According to this understanding, it's not only that the person who has set aside money is Mishayir, that he's saying, I'm not giving this full Kedusha, but even the person who makes the Korban Pesach is leaving, so to say, some of it unconsecrated for people to go and come on to it. And what exactly is this? My Hidur of Oshaya. How exactly did Rav Hoshaya learn this Mishnah? Now we finally get to the Mishnah, the Tanan. The Mishnah in Tmura tells us, Nosan lo mukdashin besnana, if this person, Chas Hashem, for the Avera that he did with his Zona, gave her a certain type of kachim to pay her for her services, so then hare elu mutarim, that is allowed to be brought. It's not considered esnan zona, and it is allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. As opposed to ofos de chulin, as opposed to if he gave her a tar or a ben yonah, which could be brought on the mizbeach, as the bird offerings that are permissible on the Mizbeach, but they were not consecrated. So if he gives that to her for her services, so then Harei assumes, then she wouldn't be allowed to go bring the Torah of the Ben Yonah onto the Mizbeach. Now, what exactly is Rav Hashaya saying? Shohayev Adin, one would have made the following logical argument. Uma im mukdashim, if you're dealing over here with animals, shehamum posel behem, if an animal has a mum, so you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. So, nevertheless, according to what Rav Hashaya understood this Mishnah and Tmura is talking about, ein esnan u'mechir chol alayim, that the din of esnan, or mechir kelev is, again, it's pasnish to go and exchange an animal for a dog and then go bring that animal up on the Mizbeach. So esnan zona and mechir kelev are two very similar din. So if an animal that a mum is posel in it, nevertheless, you're telling me esnan and mechir kelev are not chal on them in this situation, so then birds, ofos, she'ein amum posel behem, the Torah, the Ben Yonah, they don't have a din of a mum. The only type of a mum that they have, if they're chaser, if they're missing an entire limb, they're mechuser aver, so then there's a din of mum. But otherwise, if they have other types of blemishes that aren't mechuser aver, so then there is no din of mum by ofos. So if you're telling me by an animal which does have a din of mum, nevertheless there's no din of esnan zona or mechir kelev, so birds, certainly, ain't no din, shein esnan mechir chal aleihem. So certainly birds which don't have a din of mum, shein amum posel behem, certainly there should no be din, not be a din of esnan zona mechir kelev. That's why, to tell us that that's not true, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk tells us, l'chol neder. It adds the extra words, l'chol neder. So this comes to tell us that it applies, l'rabos et sa'ofos, to include over here the din, that birds are also included in the din of esnan zona and mechir kelev. More questions as it says, wait a second, should do that the other way. So now we should learn out the other way. If you're telling me that this din applies by birds, so ma ofos, she'en amum posel behen, esam mechir chelev, chol aleihem, if you're telling me that by birds, which don't have a din of mum, yet you're telling me esnan zon and mechir chelev do apply to them, so then certainly mukdashim, she'amum posel behen, ain't no din she'esam mechir chelev, chol aleihem, so certainly then the esnan zon and the mechir chelev should certainly apply to them. Ah! That's why we have, again, l'chol neder, Talmud Lomar, l'chol neder, prat lenodur, to tell us that this doesn't apply to something that already is kadosh. So that's the drasha that we learn out from the Mishnah in Tmura. Now let's fully understand it. The Gemara says, elataima, therefore, the understanding is, the only reason that it doesn't apply to something that's mukdashim is because the kos rachmona neder, l'chol neder. So it tells us that it applies to something that is not yet an neder, but if something was an neder, if something was previously mukdash, so then it does apply. Ha'lav ha'chi, if it weren't for this pasuk, l'chol neder, I would have said, hava amina, that the din is mukdashim chol iser esnan aleihem. If something is already kadosh without this pasuk, I would have said, it should in fact have the din of esnan zona mechir kelev chal on it. Because, ein adam oser dover sheino shelo. Because you have no ability to go and ask something that doesn't belong to you. If something belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even without this pasuk, I would have been able to say, how could I ask something that belonged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, now we understand Amar Voshaya. We're dealing here b'memane zon al pisco. We're talking about a very specific situation. The Rebbe he, and what is this opinion of Rebbe? My Rebbe, v'tanya, because Rebbe learned in the Braisa. V'im yemat habayis miyos miseh. So we dash in the word miyos miseh, hachayehu miseh. What does this mean? You should make him alive from the seh. That means mikidei achila. If you need something from this set, that you can go and have the carbon Pesach, as Rashi says, im yocha solo mos, if you don't have enough money, shein l'ba melikach tzorche achilas ha-Pesach, you can't go and roast the carbon Pesach, for example, you don't have eitzim l'tzaloso, rashayu l'mochro, you're allowed to sell shares, imat habayis miyos miseh, if you don't have enough money in your house, to go and bring the carbon Pesach, in other words, mikidei achila, the Tanakhama says, that you don't have wood to go and roast it, but below mikidei mekach, but you're not allowed to go because you just want to have extra money in the house, so you want to sell some shares of your carbon pesach. That you're not allowed to do. That's a Tanakama. And along comes Rebbe. This is the Rebbe that Rav Hoshaya is telling us. Rebbe Omer, af mikidei mekach. You're even allowed to go and sell shares of carbon pesach just so you should have kidei mekach, as Rashi says. Imein lomos l'schora. So if you don't have the money for business, so you're allowed to go sell shares in your carbon pesach. Shim ain lo, if you don't have, memana acher imo, you're allowed to go and ask somebody else to join in the Karm Pesach, memana acher imo al pischo, v'al chagigasu, on the chagiga yudalit, or on the Karm Pesach. Umos shebiyado chulin. And these mos turn out to be chulin. Now, how can they be chulin? Shalmanas kein hikdishu Yisrael es pischayim. Because they never made the full carbon to be over here kadosh. You always reserved the right to say that if somebody else participates in it, that now is what's going to make it kadosh. And therefore, the chulin, the money that he gives you, a chulin biyado. Now, Rabbah v'Rezeira, they argue a little bit more about this din, about what can you use, the hechiyehu b'seh, miyos miseh, hechiyehu miseh, what does that go on? So Rabbah v'Rezeira had the following machlokas. One of them said, we don't know which one, chad amar be'etzim l'tzliyosu, like we said originally, that in regards to the etzim, that you need to buy wood, l'tzliyosu, to be tzola, to roast the carbon pesach, kulim al l'pligi. Nobody argues that that's allowed. That's considered from the pasuk, miyos miseh, hechiyehu miseh. The kivin the karkanta, the pesach, that's an essential for the carbon pesach, so kigufa the pesach dummy. That's no different than the actual carbon pesach itself. Ki pligi, where do Rebbe and the Tanakhama of Rebbe disagree? Be matzo maror. You're supposed to eat with the carbon pesach, matzo and maror. So that you have a machlokis. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim say, sabre ho achilach ritihi. That is not the carbon pesach. Okay, you have to have matzo and maror with it, but that's not the carbon pesach. And mios miseh only tells us, achayel miseh, for the needs of the carbon pesach. So wood to roast it, yes, but not matzo and maror. But Rabbi holds, the Rabbi Sovar, kiven the achsheru, the pesachu, kigufa the pesach dami. You need to eat the carbon pesach with matzo and maror. And therefore, it's considered an essential part, and Rabbi holds that that's included in mios miseh, achayel miseh. That's the first version. Either Rabbah or Zera said this. The second version is Zuchadomar. The other one said, no, even, not only with the wood, but even b'matzo amara nami kuliyamu lo plige. Everybody agrees that to sell a share in the carbon pesach and use it to buy matzo and mara, that's considered miyos miseh, hachiyel miseh. Because the pasuk tells it, you must eat the carbon pesach with matzah and marah. So therefore, if you don't have enough money for matzah and marah, you're really not fulfilling eating the carbon pesach, so therefore it's included. The kivin, the machshir, and the pesach, ninhu, ke pesach domi. Therefore, it is considered like the carbon pesach, and even the opinion of the Chachamim of Rebbe, the Tanakhama, they would say that this is no different than the wood for tzliyas ha-pesach, that the matzah and marah are also allowed to be purchased, miyos miseh, hachiyehu miseh. So where do they argue? Keep Ligi, they argue with Rebbe, whether you're allowed to go, Likach bo choluk, Likach bo talis. Can you go buy yourself a shirt? Can you go buy yourself a garment? That's the question. The Rabbon and the Tanakhama, Rebbe, Sabre, the Pasuk says, Mios miseh, Amar Rechmona, Hachyeu liseh. It's only something that's needed for the Karim Pesach, such as the wood for Tzliya, or the Matzos Umrorim that are like Kepesach Domi. However, Rebbe says, no, Rebbe Savar Hachieu, Atzmucha Miseh, you're allowed to go and support yourself in any way needed from this set. And therefore, you are can go and sell the shares here for anything. So the bottom line is that Rebbe holds, and this is what Rav Oshia said, this is how he understands the Mishnah in Tmura, and this is how Abai says, I'll defer to Rav Oshia's opinion, is that both the shares of the Karban Pesach, some of it is left behind, not as Kedusha, and the money that the person used is never given full Kedusha, and therefore, when the person goes and gives the money, Shimon goes and pays Reuven money for a share in the Karban Pesach, so the money that he gives him is definitely not Kadosh, and it's Chulin Biyado, like we said. Finally, Gemara concludes and says, Ula Abaye, the Omar Abaye had originally said, if it wasn't for this understanding of Rav Oshaya of the Mishnah and Tmura, Ilado Ukme, Rabbi Yoshaya Lahai bin Mana Zona al Pischo, Virabihi, if it wasn't for this Shita, which I deferred to on my own, I would have said, Havi Mukmina law, Bekoshim Kalim, Baliba Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I would have said that the Mishnah in Tmura is dealing with Rabbi Yosi Aglili's opinion that says, Koshim Kalim are considered Momun Balim, so this Shlomim is considered like Momun Balim. And therefore, that's how, when he gives it for the Zona, it's considered Kadosh, but that's how he's allowed to give it to the Zona, is Esnan Zona. The Omar kachim kalim mamun balim hu. Now, avo pesach lo mishayir inish. But the way that I would have learned it would not have been like Rabbi to say that the person leaves over any kedusha of the carbon pesach. I would have said he sanctified the whole carbon pesach. Aigmor says hok tani behedja. But Rabbi himself said shalmanas kein ikdishu yisrael es pischayim. But he said that they're doing the kedusha of the carbon pesach with the understanding that they are reserving some of it behind to not be kadosh. So one says, no, I would have understood that as Eimah, Shalmanas Kein Hikdishu Yisrael Mos Pischayim. I would have understood Rebbe as meaning that the person who designates funds is not fully consecrating those funds. But the Korban Pesach, on my own, I would have said that he's definitely fully consecrating the Korban Pesach. Therefore, I now learn like Rav Hoshaya that the Baalim, as well as the person with the money, both Reuven, who has the ownership of the Korban Pesach, is leaving some of it not kadosh, and Shimon is certainly leaving the money not fully kadosh, and therefore the money, when he transfers it from Shimon to Reuven for a purchasing of a share in the Korban Pesach, this is in fact going to be chulin biyado, and that solves all of our problems. Next Mishnah. Now this Mishnah we had already discussed previously, and we'll go through it in some detail now. Zov Shiro Shtei Re'ios. If a person is a Zov, a man, we don't have this din today because we're not familiar with this in terms of Tumah and Tara, but a man could also be a Zov and has to count Zayin Nekiyim, just like a woman is a Zovah and has to count Zayin Nekiyim. We're very familiar with the dinim of a woman because this has nafkamina for a husband and wife when the wife is mutter to the husband, so when she's muteris to the husband. So in this situation, we understand the din. But a Zov, since we don't have dinim of Tumah and Tara, so therefore we don't have any application of this din of Zov. So in fact, if the Zov sees Shtei Re'ios, then that makes him a Zov Godo, and he's Tomei for 7 days. So he has to count Zayin Nekiyim as well. So now it's on his 7th day, it's Erev Pesach, it's Yud Dalet. If they were to go Shech the Korban Pesach for him, so that night he'll be tar. He goes to the mikvah in the afternoon, and that night he'll be tar, so he can eat from the Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah tells us, Zov Shuva Shtei Re'ios, Shocht in Olav Bashvi, you are allowed to go and Shech for him on his behalf that night. Shochtin, Uzarkin, Almanas, a person that is going to be tar that night, even though they're not tar right now. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Similarly, Rosh Shalosh, even if he saw 3 discharges, and now he's a Zov Gadol, that also has to bring a Korban. A man who sees 2 Re'ios is Tomei for 7 days, has to count Zayin Nekiyim, but he doesn't have to bring a Korban. When he sees 3 Re'os, and for a man it's different, he doesn't have to see them on 3 separate days, he just has to see 3 Re'os within 3 days. A woman, the dinim are different. She has to see definitely 3 Re'os and has to be on definitely 3 days in order for her to be a Zovah Gadola. So for the man, if he sees the 3 Re'os, so now he has to go after the 7 days of Zayin Nekiyim to go to the mikvah, he becomes tar that night, but then he has to bring a korban the next day. He's still in Mechusa Kippurim, and he can't eat kachim until he brings his korban the next day. So if the man sees Shalosh, and now the 8th day is Yud Dalet, so he has to bring his korbanos on the 8th day, so Shocht and the law of Bashmini Shalosh, they're allowed to shecht for him the korban Pesach with the understanding that he'll, after he brings his Mechusa Kippurim korbanos, he'll be able to eat the kachim that night. So therefore, you can shecht on his behalf. The Tana of our Mishnah says, shocht in the law of Bishmini Shalom. Similarly, we have the same dinim by a woman. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. If a woman during the 11 days of potential Ziva, the 7-11 cycle, during the 11 days of potential Ziva, so if she sees 1 day, so she has to have a clean day for that 1 day that she saw. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So therefore, if this is on Yud Dalet, the woman saw a discharge, and now she's counting Yud Dalet as a clean day, and if Yud Dalet, now she goes the whole day without seeing blood, so then that night she'll be Tahora, and therefore she could eat the Korban Pesach. So the Tana of a Mishnah says, you'll have to go shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf as well. And that's what the Mishnah says, Shokht and Aleha B'Sheni Shloh, on this day that's the Shomeres Yom, Keneged Yom, she saw on Yud Gimel, now Yud Dalet is her clean day, so they shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf, on Yud Dalet, knowing there should be Tahora that night, and be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Similarly, Rosh Shnei Yomim, if she saw 2 days, she saw Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, so even there, we say, Shomeres Yom, Keneged Yom, O Yomayim, so she sees Yud Beis, she sees Yud Gimel, now on Yud Dalet, she's Tahora if she doesn't see anything, and she could eat the Korban Pesach that night. So Shocht and Olah B'Shlishi, the 3rd day, which is Yud Dalet in this situation, she saw Yud Beis, she saw Yud Gimel, now Yud Dalet she doesn't see, so they can shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf, and she will be able to go and eat the Korban Pesach that night. Vahazova, if she became a full Zova Gedola, she saw 3 days in a row discharges during this 11 days of Ziva potential, so then she has to count Zayin Nekiyim, and then, in this situation, Shochtin Olea Bashmini, she counts Zayin Nekiyim, that night she's Tahora, but can't eat Korbanos yet, so if the 7th day ending off her Zayin Nekiyim was on Yud Dalet, she wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night, because she has to bring her Korbanos, that she shouldn't be Mechusa Kippurim, but on the 8th day, she brings her Korbanos, so if the 8th day is Yud Dalet, so even though she hasn't brought her Korbanos yet, they're allowed to go shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf, because she will bring her Korbanos, and in this situation, she'll be Tahora and able to eat the Korban Pesach that night. That's what the Mishnah said, we had this previously, this goes according to the opinion that says that you're allowed to be shochtin uzarkin on behalf of somebody that's not tohar right now, or tohara right now, but will become tohar or tohara that night, able to eat the korban Pesach that night. Now the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, shochtin uzarkin al tu yom umechusu kippurim. This is in accord with the idea that you're allowed to go and shacht and do the zrika on a tfu yom, a person who had tumah sheretz or other types of tumah, that all he needs to do is go to the mikveh that day, and then when nightfall comes, he'll be tar. So you can shacht the korban pesach, do the zrika of the korban pesach on behalf of somebody who's a tfu yom, or on behalf of somebody who's a mechusa kippurim. The only thing they were lacking was bringing their korbanos, and once their korbanos are brought, they're allowed to eat kachim. So Rav Yehuda Marav tells us that you are in fact allowed to go and bring the korbanos of the Korban Pesach on behalf of such a person who's either a Tfu Yom or a Mechusa Kippurim. However, not for a Tomei Sheretz. Ain't Shochtim, Zarkin, Al Tomei Sheretz, but you can't do this for a Tomei Sheretz person. So he makes a distinction between a Tfu Yom, Mechusa Kippurim, and a Tomei Sheretz. That's Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Ulu disagrees. Ulu Amar, no. Likewise, Shochtim, Zarkin, Al Tomei Sheretz. You can even do the same thing for a Tomei Sheretz, because all they need to do is go to the mikvah, they'll have Harif Shemesh, will be nightfall, and then they're also going to be tar. So Ula says there's no difference between a Tfu Yom, a Mechusa Kippurim, or a Tomei Sheretz. They're all Tomei right now, or have a problem right now, that they can't eat a carbon right now, but that night, they'll all be able to eat it, so therefore, there's no difference between the Tfu Yom, the Mechusa Kippurim, or the Tomei Sheretz. Rabbi Yehuda Marav makes a distinction between the Tfu Yom and the Mechusa Kippurim, who can be shechted on the behalf, and the Tomei Sheretz, it's not. So the obvious question is, why? Why do Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say that the Tomei Sheretz cannot eat that night, and Ula does? So Gemara says, L'Rav, Maishno Tfu Yom. Why do we say that the Tfu Yom is allowed to have the Korban Pesach shechted on the behalf? Because the Chazi Lurta, because they'll be able to eat that night, the Korban Pesach, so too, Tomei Sheretz, Nami Chazi Lurta. The Tomei Sheretz will go to the mikvah and also be able to eat that night. So why does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav make such a distinction? Shmura says, because he's Mechusa Tefillah, because the Tomei Sheretz has not yet gone to the mikvah. The Tfu Yom has gone to the mikvah. And there's a difference between somebody who went to the mikvah and somebody who has not yet gone to the mikvah. Shmura says, Tfu Yom Nami. So let the Tfu Yom also be like the Tomei Sheretz. He's not ready right now. Mechusa Harav Shemesh. He's also missing something. He's missing nightfall. So just like he's missing something, nightfall, and you're telling me that Tomei Sheretz is missing something going to the mikvah, so both of them shouldn't be allowed to be shechted on their behalf, the Korban Pesach. How come you allow the Tfu Yom and not the Tomei Sheretz? So where it says, no, Shimsha Mimela Arva, because nightfall is coming no matter what. You can't stop nightfall from coming. So therefore, there's nothing that you have to do. It is automatically going to make you tar as soon as nightfall comes for the Tfu Yom, as opposed to the Tomei Sheretz has to actively do something such as go to the mikvah. So where it says, okay, the Mechusa Kippurim, who hasn't yet brought their korbanos on your dalet, is similar not to the Tfu Yom, where nightfall is going to come no matter what, but is similar to the Tomei Sheretz. The Tfu Yom doesn't have to do anything. I agree with you. But the Mechusa Kippurim has to bring his or her korbanos. So too, the Tomei Sheretz has to go to the mikvah. So those two should have the same din. Mechusa Kippurim nami ha Mechusa Kippara. So the Mechusa Kippurim should be like the Tomei Sheretz. So how come you allow the Mechusa Kippurim to have the Korban Pesach shechted on the behalf, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, but you don't allow the Tomei Sheretz? So Gemara says, no, Shekino biyado, because they already have the pair of birds in their hands, the Zav or the Zava. When they have to bring their korbanos, they have to bring a pair of birds, and it's already in their hands. Sumar says, Tomei Sheretz Nami, Harei Mikvah Lefanav. The mikvah's right there. So again, why should there be a difference between Mechusa Kippurim that you do allow to shecht the Korban Pesach on their behalf and the Tomei Sheretz that you don't? They're both just as easily going to be accomplished. The Mechusa Kippurim has the birds in the hand, and the Tomei Sheretz has the mikvah right in front of him. He just has to jump in. Shmuel says, no, Dilma Pasha, because we're concerned that maybe the guy won't go into the mikvah. Shmuel says, Ihachi, if that's true, Mechusa Kippurim Nami, Dilma Pasha, then you have to be just as concerned that they're not going to bring the korbanos of the bird offerings. So why are you more concerned about that he won't jump into the mikvah, but not concerned that the Mechusa Kippurim's korbanos won't be brought? Shmuel says, no, there's a difference. When you're dealing with the korbanos being brought, they've been handed over to the Kohen. Kigon, Dimasrinu, the Beis Din. You gave it over to the Kohanim. You gave it over to the Beis Din. And therefore, this goes in accord with what Rav Shmaya said. Uchad Rav Shmaya, the Omar, Chazaka, Ein Beis Din, Shal Kohanim, Om Dimisham, Achiyichlu, Mos, Shebishofros. When the women would go and bring their korbanos, so they just put the money in the shofros, and they could go home. They didn't have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash. They could be guaranteed that not a day ever went by that all the korbanos in the shofar means the box, the collection kit, the collection box where they put their funds into. So at the end of the day, every single dollar that was put in there for the bird offerings was brought as a burnt offering for that day. It was a guarantee. When you submitted this to the Beis Din of the Kohanim, it was 100% guaranteed. There was no Dilma Pasha possibility. So therefore, the Mechusa Kippurim woman had given over her birds, her money, or her birds to the Kohanim. 100% guarantee. No possibility of Dilma Pasha. That's what Rishmaya said. As opposed to, nope, there's a mikvah in front of you, but maybe you're going to be too cold to go in. Maybe you're going to get delayed. You'll suddenly get a text or an email, and you get distracted. And all of a sudden, before you know it, end of the day. So therefore, there is the potential, Rav Yehuda Marav says, by the person who's Tomei Sheretz, even though the mikvah is right there, that he could be Pasha. But by the Tvu Yom, Harav Shemesh is going to come no matter what, so there's zero chance of Pasha. And likewise, by the Mechusa Kippurim, who's given over the birds or the money to the Beis Din of Kohanim, there's zero chance of Pasha. That's why Rav Yehuda Marav makes a distinction between Tvu Yom and Mechusa Kippurim versus Tomei Sheretz. Obviously, Ula doesn't make such a distinction. Where it says, Ula Rav, according to what we just said, Ruido Marav, Midoraisa Michsochazi. What do you see over here? That on a Doraisa level, the Tomei Sheretz would be permitted to go have the Korban Pesach shafted on behalf. And it's only Midorabbanan who are concerned about Dilma Pasha, that we're concerned that maybe the person won't immerse himself, and then you went and shafted the Korban Pesach, did a Shechita and Zrika on somebody's behalf who can't eat it. Albeit Midoraisa, yes. The Rabbanan who degas Rubei. It's the rabbis who made an additional gzeir over here. What do we see? Alama Amar Rav, Mitamim Echod, Mehem Bisharitz. So according to this, then why did Rav say, when we had previously, in the previous parak, we had a discussion, it was 50% of Klai Yisrael was Tomei, and 50% of Klai Yisrael was Tar, what should we do? So Rav had given the suggestion, make one of them Tomei Sheretz. And this way you now have 51%, 50.1% that are, in fact, Tomei, and now Rav of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, and everybody can bring in their Karban Pesach, Bitumah. And this way everybody brings their Karban Pesach. But according to what we just understood, Rav, this person that you're making Tomei with the Tomei Sheretz is technically allowed to be shechted on his behalf the Korban Pesach. So it's not like the Klai Yisrael is now the majority Tomei. This person is still considered Tar in regards to the Korban Pesach because all he needs, Midoraisa, is to go into the mikvah. And it's only the rabbis that said that he can't shecht on his behalf. Midoraisa, you can shecht on his behalf. So how did Rav give us that teretz early in the Masechta to say, you want to make them more than 50-50, go be Mitami, one of them with the Sheretz, on a Deraisa level that accomplishes nothing. Kasha. Shmuel says, you're right. Elo l'Rav, midoraisa nami lochosi. In fact, Rav's opinion is that even on a Deraisa level, the Tomei Sheretz is no good. Why is that? Because we have a pasuk, Tuchsiv. Ish, ish, kiyet, Tomei lonefesh. If a person is Tomei lonefesh. Now, what type of Tomei lonefesh are we talking about that the person can't bring the Korban Pesach? Aren't we talking about Milo Askinon? Aren't we certainly talking about Shecho Shvi Shelo Lios Erev Pesach? That his seventh day is on Erev Pesach. The day he's supposed to get the Azor, Shlishi, and Shvi on the seventh day, that's your Dalet. And nevertheless, it says that he cannot go. Ishishki, Tomei Lenefesh, you can't go and bring Korban Pesach on his behalf. Now, a person who's Tomei Tumas Meis on the seventh day is no different than Tumas Sheretz. All they need to do is go to the mikvah, or in the case of the Tomei Meis, have the Azor, and then go to the mikvah. And then, nevertheless, V'yom Rachmona, the Torah says Nidche. So we're comparing the Tumas Sheretz to the Tomei Meis on the seventh day. And therefore, Rav holds that, in fact, the Tomei Sheretz is Tomei Midoraisa to have the Korban Pesach shechted on his behalf. Are you going to tell me, V'chitema, Mimai Dehochi, why are you telling me over here that Ish Ish Kiyah Tomei Lenefesh means on the seventh day? Maybe it doesn't mean on the seventh day. No. So the answer is, Savalok Rabbi Yitzchok, the Omar, Tomei Meis, Mitzvah Hayu. Then in fact, the people that were Tomei Meis had a mitzvah to become Tomei Meis. We're dealing here that they were with a person that they're Mechuyiv to become Tomei for, one of the Zion Krovin. And therefore, Tomei Meis, Mitzvah Hayu. And this was Shecho Shvi Shalem Lios Berev Pesach. And it's this that we're talking about, that it's on the seventh day. V'lo yochlu la'asos ha-Pesach b'yomahu. And it says that they weren't able to make the Korban Pesach. So it's only talking about Shvi b'yomahu, the en yichon la'asos. Avol amoch yichon la'asos, but they could make it the next day. Therefore, clearly, v'omer achmona nidchu. So it's clearly talking about the seventh day, and not talking about the fourth day, the third day, any other day. So therefore, Rav is talking about a din daraisa, the Tomei Sheretz is compared to the Tomei Tumas Meis on the seventh day, and therefore, even on a daraisa level, you're not allowed to bring it. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda bar Rav said that a Tomei Sheretz, you can't go and be shochetin in Zorchin on their behalf, even though a person who's a Tvu Yom or a Mechusa Kippurim, you can. On a daraisa level, and even on a derabbanan level, there's no problem in shechting the Korban Pesach on their behalf. Now the Gemara is going to try to shlug Rav up from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Zov Shor Shtei Rios, Shochtan Ol B'Shvi. Now, we said that the Zov wetch two Rios, so he has to count Zayin Nekim, and the Zayin Nekim ends on Yud Dalet. We're allowed to go Sheft on his behalf. Now, my Lav de Lo Tovil, aren't we talking about that he hasn't yet gone to the Mikvah? So he's the exact same case as the Tomei Sheretz, Ushmamino Shochtim Vizorach and Tomei Sheretz, and therefore, just like you can Sheft on behalf of the Zov, who Shtei Rios, who hasn't gone to the Mikvah, you should be allowed to go and Sheft on behalf of the Tomei Sheretz that hasn't gone to the mikvah. Someone says, no, lo, the tovil. Our Mishnah is talking about where the Zov was tovil, so now he's no different than a tvul yom. Someone says, e tovil, my kamashlan. So then what's the chiddush? We already taught me the din by tvul yom, so then why do you need to tell me this din by a Zov on the seventh day, which is your dalet, after he's gone to the mikvah? So the Gemara says, no, that's the chiddush, ha kamashlan. The af agav the mechusso harav shemesh, even though he's still lacking Harav Shemesh, nevertheless, Kamash Malon, the Shimsha Mimela Orva. So the Chiddush is that nightfall is going to come no matter what, and therefore there is no reason to make any rabbinical restriction. And this is correct, I'll show you. Hochanami Mistavra, Midiktani Sefer, because keep on reading. It said, Ra Shalosh Rios, if in fact the Zov saw three Rios, so now he's a Zov Gadol, and not only is he have to count Zayin Nekim, but he also has to bring a Karban, so then you can't Shecht for him on the seventh day, because he's still Mechusu Kippurim that night, wouldn't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. You have to only, if the eighth day is your Dalid, then you can Shecht the Karban Pesach on his behalf. Now, this only works out that you can say Shochtan Lov Bishmini is true only Iamris Bishlomo Zov Shor Shtei Rio Shochtan Lov Bishvi the Tovel. It's obviously only talking about where he was Tovel. Then the Chiddush is in the eighth day that it's Terech that you have to tell me the case of Mechusu Kippurim because so Kedai Techaminach that I would have said Rosh Shtei Rios Bishvi. The reason why the person who saw the Shtei Rios and the Shvi, you can Shecht on his behalf, who de lo mechusu maisa, because he's not lacking anything over here, he already went to the mikvah. So it's going to be Harav Shemesh. And that's why it's a chiddush to tell me, Avol Ro, Shalosh, Bishmini, if he saw three, and now it's the eighth day, the mechusu kippurim, which is mechusu maisa, he's lacking something, so therefore, mechusu kapara, you have to tell me, I might have said, no, he's not allowed to bring it. Lo, kamash v'lan, the afal gav de mechusu kapara, even though he's missing a maisa, nevertheless, Shochtan and Zorkin ilave. So therefore, if you're telling me that the seventh day was talking about that he'd already gone to the mikvah, so therefore it's only a question of Harav Shemesh, so now the eighth day is a chiddush to tell me that even though it's lacking not just Harav Shemesh, but it's lacking actually the maisa of bringing the korbanos, therefore that's the chiddush to tell me the eighth day. Otherwise, there's no chiddush. Eliyamis, the Rosh Day Rios Bishvi, the Lo Tovel. If you're telling me that the seventh day was talking about that he hadn't gone to the mikvah, so then what's the chiddush? He's missing a mice of going to the mikvah. So the eighth day also, he's missing a mice of going to the mikvah. Now, you tell me, oh, because that's telling me the chiddush on the eighth day, but no, that'll be a lesser chiddush. Rosh Shalosh Bishvini, Lomali, we already need it. If you're telling me, Hashta Yeshloma, Rosh Day Rios Bishvi, the Lo Tovel, which is the Tomei Ma'ayu, that's a full fledged Tumah. As opposed to Mechusu Kippurim, which is a minor tumah. So, nevertheless, if you're telling me with a full-fledged tumah, he hasn't gone to the mikvah, shachtinu nizakinu nilave, that you're allowed to go and shach the korban pesach, do the zrika korban pesach on behalf of such a person that's missing tvila on the seventh day, and that's tumah ma'alya, so certainly, Rosh Shalosh Bishmini, if you're talking about a person that went to the mikvah ready, and all he has is this little remnant of the fact that he was a Zov Gadol, that he is Mechusu Kippurim, that's a minor thing. The Tovalei Bishvi, the Klisha Tumah, the Tumah has really been essentially all gone. The only thing lacking is he can't eat yet a carbon. So certainly, Lo Koshekein the Shechtinu Zekrinu Ilave, why would you have to tell that to me? So the Chiddush is obviously, according to Rav, the seventh day we're talking about that he went to the mikvah, that he was tovil, the Rosh Day Rios, Bishvi, the Shachin Olei, the tovil. And then the eighth day is the Chiddush, that's lacking something, and yet you still have to go Sheft on behalf of that person. So you can't bring me a Rai against Rav from a Mishnah. In fact, Rav fits in very well to a Mishnah. Hochanami Mistavra, that's the only way to learn the Mishnah. Mora says, not so fast. Lo, maybe not. This isn't a good Raya. Lo olam, you know what I could tell me, emaloch de lo tovil. In fact, that on the seventh day he wasn't tovil. And nevertheless, there still is a chiddush to tell me the seventh day, and the eighth day is also still a chiddush. Why is that the yitzrich? Because you know what I would have said? So kedai techal minoch, I might have thought on my own, bashvi, hu de biyodu l'saken. Because on the seventh day, he can totally make himself tar. He goes to the mikvah. He doesn't need anybody else there to help him. It's totally up to him. And therefore, since it's totally within his power, that's why you're allowed to be shechting and zarkin on his behalf. But you know what? On the eighth day, he's not a Kohen. He can't bring his korbanos. He can bring all the money he wants. He can bring all the behemos or ofos that he wants. The Kohen says, sorry, I'm off duty today. No more. We're tired. We're going home. Avu Yishmini, they ain't be other lack of korban. He can't go bring the korban. He's Yisrael. So therefore, emo parshi be kohanim. You could argue that there's a possibility that the kohanim won't bring his korban. It's not totally within his hands. Therefore, kamash malam, kidder of Shemaya. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is to teach us the din of Rav Shmai, that the Kohanim was Rizim him, and they never would not bring it. But on my own, I wouldn't have necessarily known that. So that's why the Mishnah had to tell it to me, and therefore it's not a Raya to Rav. Okay, it's not a Kashan Rav, but it's not a Raya to Rav. Bottom line is, Amar Yehuda, Rav is okay, and Ula is okay as well. It's a Machlokas. Then we said in the Mishnah, Vazova Shochtin Vechule, we said that if you have the Zova, she's a Zova Gedola, so you can go and shecht for her the Korban Pesach, not on the seventh day, because she's still going to be Mechusa Kippurim that night, but on her eighth day, after she's capable of now bringing Korbanos, even though she hasn't yet brought them, you can shecht the Korban Pesach on her behalf. Now, Tani Tano Kameh de Rav Ada Bar Rava, one of the Amoraim, who's learning Mishnayos and Brisos, learned in front of Rav Ada Bar Rava the following. He said that you can shecht when the seventh day of the Zayin Nikiyim is on the 14th for a Zava who is obligated to bring. The woman doesn't count Zayin Nikiyim for two. She only counts Zayin Nikiyim for three, and by definition, she's always going to be a Mechuseres Kippurim, so she's always going to have to go and bring a Karban. So he taught this that says, no, on the seventh day, you can also shecht on her behalf. So Rav Ada Bar Rava said, that's wrong. Amalei, he said, Zova b'shvishlo michazit. She's not able to go and eat the Korban Pesach that night. Afilu man diyom ha-shochtin zorkin al-tami sheretz. Even if you say that you can go and shecht on behalf of the tami sheretz like Ula did, so that's because tami sheretz will be able to eat that night once they go to the mikvah. Hanimil tami sheretz, dechazel urta. Because that night, after they go to the mikvah, Herav Shemesh, they'll be able to eat. But this woman on her seventh day, ha ad lamachar, the masik hapara, until the next day, the eighth day, when she brings her mechuseres kippurim korbanos, until then lo chazia. So how can you read this brisa as saying on the seventh day you can shecht on behalf of the zava gedola? So Rav Ada Bar Rava tells him, therefore you made a mistake. Ema bashmini. The way you have to read the brisa is on the eighth day for the zava gedola, not on the seventh day. Gemara says, if that's true, pshita, obviously. So what's the chiddush over here? If we said the zav, who is a Zav Gadol, is on the eighth day, so then, of course, the Zav Gadol, the same din should apply. Someone says, no, maybe not. Ma'al de Temor, kivan de michasra kapara, lo. I might have thought, no. So therefore, kamash v'lon, kid Rav Shmaya. The chiddush over here is Rav Shmaya's din here as well. Alternatively, Ravina Amar, he says, Nida Tana Kameh, that it wasn't a Zava Gedola that he said can shecht on the seventh day, but it was a Nida who said, you can shecht on her seventh day, shecht on her behalf for that night. That's what this Tana, who learned this Bryce in front of Rav Ada Bar Rava, said. Not a Zava Shochtin Olel B'Shvi Yishalah, but he said, Nida Shochtin Olel B'Shvi Yishalah. And again, here, Rav Ada Bar Rava said, that's wrong. Armalei, he said, Nida B'Shvi Michazya. You're not allowed to go and shecht on behalf of the Nida on the seventh day, because you know why? She doesn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the afternoon. A Zava goes in the afternoon, but the Nida goes at night. And even if you go like Ula, like the Mandi Yomim, it says you're allowed to go and shecht on behalf of a Tomei Sheretz who has to go to the mikvah, but he can go during the day, and now Herav Shemesh will be eligible at night to eat the Chozer Liurta, will be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night, but a Nida that doesn't apply. Nida Liurta Dishvi Hu Detavla. A Nida doesn't go in the afternoon, she has to go at night, and therefore only at night does she become Tahora, and now she's still not allowed to eat Ad Shmini the Avda Herav Shemesh Lo. She can't eat Korbanos until the day of her tefillah is done. And the day of her tefillah is the night. And if you're saying that this was on her seventh day, that she was in Nida, as Yedalit, so then at night she goes to the mikvah, she still can't eat Tezvav at night. She would only be allowed to eat Tezayin at night. So therefore, you can't say that this is the seventh day. Ella, you have to say Emo B'Shmini. The Nida is also talking about on her eighth day. Because on her seventh day, she went to the mikvah that night, which now is Yud Gimel at night. And then on Yedalit, during the day, while she's still not able to eat yet, because you have to wait till nightfall, and nightfall hasn't occurred yet on her eighth day, but you can shecht on her behalf. Ela emo b'shmini. Gemara says, and then what's the chiddush? Pshita. If you're telling me uma zovo de michaser kapara shochtim zarkin ala b'shmini, so neither lo michaser kapara tzrich lemeimah de shechtina v'zakin on Allah. So that doesn't make any sense. Why you should have to tell me that? If the zova, who on her eighth day has to bring korbanos, and we say that you're allowed to go shecht on her behalf, so the nida, who has to do nothing, she went to the mikvah already on the night of the eighth day, And therefore, all she needs is Harav Shemesh. She doesn't have to do any action. So certainly you can shecht on her behalf. Why would you have to tell me that? Someone says, no, it's Tzricholei. Neither it's Tzricholei. You need to tell me it. Because you know what I would have said? Hakam Ashvalon, Beshmini in, Beshvii lo. I would have said, yes. On the 8th day, yes. But on the 7th day, no. Now, what does this mean? Kidatanya. We learn in the Braisa. Kol Chayavei Tvilos, women who are obligated to go to the mikvah, Tvilosim Bayom. In general, they go to the mikvah during the daytime. And this is talking here on Yom Kippur. Even though it's an Isser of Ruchitza, this is not called Ruchitza Shel Tanog, this is Ruchitza Shel Mitzvah, and they're allowed to go. With the exception, Nidah V'Yoledes Tvilosim Balayla. If their seventh day is on Yom Kippur, so the Nidah and the Yoledes, they go at night. They go on Yom Kippur. So one might have thought, well, let them go in the afternoon of Erev Yom Kippur. So it says, no, they go at night. So therefore, the chiddush over here is that I might have thought that on the seventh day, since she's going to the mikveh that night, still could eat it. So the chiddush is, no, on the seventh day, you can't eat it. You have to wait till the eighth day. And this is seen in the Brayis as well, the Tanya. You might have thought that she allowed the nida to go in this situation during the daytime. Talmud Lomar, Shivas Yom Tiyeh B'Nidasa. She has to have 7 full days of nida before she go to the mikvah. Tehei B'Nidasa Kol Shiva. And that's why the nida cannot go during the daytime. The nida B'Dafka must go at night. And why about the Yoledes? The Yoledes is Kishle Nida. The Pasuk just opposes the two, the nida and the Yoledes. Therefore, these two have the same dinim. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. That concludes today's shiur.